It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we have Tracy Arakaki here.
Hey, George.
So, what's up?
The sun, the sky. Well, today we're going to find out the first of our political elections is today.
Yeah.
Special election. So let's see.
So what do you predict?
I'm going to let the polls reflect what's going to happen at 6 p.m.
It's a close race.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, the number that was really intriguing to most political analysts were that outstanding 15% that was undecided.
They got decided.
We're going to find out.
Well, that's a good one. You should have ran ethanol.
Then 100%, right?
Yeah. And you got more speed.
Higher octane boost, too.
Right. That's the way to go. You know, talking about ethanol, if, and that's the biggest American word.
Oh, yeah.
If.
Right.
Okay. If America was on ethanol 100%, there would be no oil spill because there's no need to drill for oil.
Right.
Okay. And if Americans had the brains and thought about it, there's going to be an end to oil.
Well, so it's on the horizon.
Why don't you end it now and go with ethanol? Because ethanol is made from corn, rubbish, human waste, sugarcane, whatever.
Right.
You're not ever going to run out of sugarcane. I mean, if we're going to run out of sugar cane, there would be no more vegetables left. If they told you the vegetables are running out and there's no more vegetables going to be grown, something's wrong. You know? So, you know, as long as we can grow, you know, vegetables and sugar cane and grass and whatever, I mean, you're always going to have ethanol.
Well, Brazil, I mean, good example, Brazil, right? We keep talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, look at their country, their economy.
They've been on ethanol 45 years.
Yeah, and now they're energy independent.
Yeah. They don't depend on the oil guys.
Right.
The oil people don't like them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. What happened? The third world country, we're the number one in the world,
mm-hmm.
but yet we're number five in intelligence.
Are we really that high?
I don't know. You tell me. Anyway, that oil thing is really bad because the studies that I have made with oil, whether good or bad, when it floats, it doesn't mean that the oil is just floating and that's it. Oil has chemicals in it, and one of the chemicals is the biggest reason we have cancer. And the exhaust coming out of your car
right.
has that same chemical, and we're breathing it every day in traffic.
Right.
But the big thing with this is the oil spill in the Gulf, and they're not telling you this, the chemical is spreading faster than anything. The current is taking it along in the water.
Well,
the
also
oil may be floating, and they contain that, but what about the chemical in the water?
Well, I also heard that they were using some kind of very volatile dispersant, which is one chemical off from being antifreeze.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really dangerous. They've been throwing like 6 million gallons of it to try and disperse the oil.
Oh, that's stupid.
So.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Anyway, if you got a question or a comment, whatever, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467, and our operator is late.
Where's Wanda?
Mm-hmm. If you have a flap, don't try to fix it. Don't try to change the tire, because ladies, you're going to get dirty. You're going to be late, like Wanda. She probably had a flap. Okay? Use Air Up Fixer Flap. Air Up is the only fixer flap that does not damage the wheel or the tire. What Air Up does is it forms a rubber coating in the tire and seals the leak permanently, so you don't have to go and have the tire fixed.
Is it, you know, I know some of those fixer flats, though, they have problems, like it's all gooey when you have to change the tire. No. And
it dries. It dries and forms a rubber coating in the tire. This is the stuff we used to use on our junior dragsters.
Mm-hmm.
When you drifters used to leave some leftover splinters on the track.
From the radio. Yeah.
And it would flatten the children's tires. So we use Fix-A-Flat, spin it a little bit, and they're on the way.
I did not know that was causing that. That's something to think about now, yeah, for the future.
Yeah. And they used to have like 6-7 slivers in the tire, and we had no way of fixing it.
Right.
So what we did was pump air up in it, spin it for a while, leak fixed. Amazing stuff. And how I know how the thing works is when we got back to the shop, we took the tire off.
Right.
And it was just a dried up rubber film in there.
So you can just peel it off.
Yeah.
That's great.
But it never leaked again.
So where can someone get this product?
I think some of the Long's Drugs have it, and Crestec Cleaning Center.
Crestec. Yeah, one of your longtime sponsors, right?
Mm-hmm. So, good stuff. And you don't get dirty, and it's a lot faster than changing your tire.
And it's dangerous, too, when you change tires alongside of the road.
Yeah. So you got to be safe and do it. Years and years ago, this young guy was going home from nightclubbing.
Right.
Like 2, 3 in the morning. He had a flat. He got out and got his jack out, and he attempted to change his tires.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of times the tire, the wheel, the rim would get stuck on the car.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't take it off, even without the nuts on there. He couldn't get it off, so he wasn't feeling so good, you know, after drinking.
Right.
He put his leg up under the car to support, and he pulled on the wheel. The jack broke, and the car came down on both his legs, crushing it. He sat like that for 3 hours till somebody came along and saw him.
Oh, my.
Okay, so that's why I don't recommend changing your own tires. Use Fix-A-Flat. It's safer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give us a call at 296-5467. If you got a question, comment, or whatever. No, we can try to help you or put you off into the right direction. And I hope you guys voted. Voice your opinion now.
Very important race today. It's going to come down to a couple of votes, maybe, you know.
Well, what the deadline?
6 p.m. If you haven't turned in your ballots, you can either go down to the state capitol or down to the Office of Elections on Lehua Avenue in Pearl City.
Oh, I go down 5:30 and I put my vote in.
You didn't put your vote in yet?
Nah, I'm just joking.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to come across that board and give you a slap.
No. Well, I voted already. Gee. Give me a break. Anyway. Oh. Good afternoon, Wanda. Nice to see you made it.
Hello.
The show starts at 1, in case you didn't know.
Look at what the wind blew in.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you can stop blushing, turning red and yellow and green. Okay, so gas prices is on the way up, and it's going out of sight.
The barrel of oil fell this week, though. It went down as low as $68, settled back on $70 yesterday.
Yeah, but they don't go down in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, and what's up with that? I announced last week Saturday that Shell was bought out by Aloha Petroleum.
The local Shell here?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I got to check the quality. I talked to the people at Shell, and they said that the quality, as far as quality, all will remain the same. Well, you know, I always say, seeing is believing.
Right. Wasn't one of those, was it Tesoro? They were having some kind of financial difficulties.
I think
one of those companies, right? It was in the news.
I cannot imagine how an oil company can have financial difficulty. You know, billions of dollars profit they make a year.
With the markup. Yeah.
Jeez. Give me a break. How can you have difficulty? Without fuel, you got nothing.
Right. Plus, here in Hawaii, too, I mean, I remember during the legislature, like about 5 or 6 years ago, that's how they did the insurance reform. Right, the auto insurance reform.
Hey, talking about the insurance reform.
Right.
I've been asking everybody this, and nobody gave me an answer.
Okay.
Lingo is going to use the hurricane fund, the insurance fund.
Right.
Right? To fund the education budget.
Correct.
Okay? What happens if we have a hurricane?
Yeah, that's my contention. But you know what? It was something that was passed by the body of the legislature as a whole. It wasn't something that she, you know, was forced to do. I mean, she's basically been forced to do it due to the legislative process.
I never heard anybody say anything about where we're going to patch it up with.
Right.
I mean, if you use it this year, what about next year?
Or what if we end up getting a hurricane this season?
Yeah.
Well, they're lucky because the forecasters said we're in for a less than normal hurricane season.
Okay.
2 or 3 maybe.
Now, they had a 35% raise across the board. Everybody.
On... 35% raise
on the pay.
Their salaries, right.
Okay. Now, they gave back 5%. Big whoopee-doo.
And it's only for, what, till 2000, next year, I think, right?
Yeah. What about them as supposedly leaders taking a 35% cut?
Right.
And keep the kids in school?
Yeah.
Now, that's a good leader. I never heard anybody volunteer and say, hey, cut my pay 35%. Come on. I don't know. So much. So much for that. I mean, you, the voters listening, it's up to you. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? If you want to talk about whatever.
Okay, I got something I like to kind of throw out there. Okay, Hawaiian Airlines just bought a whole new fleet of airlines, right? New airplanes for their fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Airbuses, France. With our economy here in the United States, why couldn't they buy Boeing? You know, because now that's economy stimulus for the French government, not for the United States government.
I don't know.
And then also the buses that they also had from the federal stimulus money over here for the city and county of Honolulu. You know, they received several million dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And those hybrid buses, the city had done some study on it, and they found out that it wasn't all that great. But they ended up picking up more because of the stimulus money. Where are these buses made? They're made in Canada. They're not made in the United States. So we got federal stimulus money that's stimulating, again, another foreign country's economy. Not ours.
That's normal. What else is new with our government?
It's crazy.
You look at Honolulu, okay? All the safety check stickers,
right,
and the forms are made out of state. How come they don't give local businesses the job?
So it's like the recon stickers are probably the same way too, right?
Same
company, right?
Yeah. They're all made out of state, and our local printers, our local label people, get no business from the city.
Where does all that money that's gathered from the safety checks and the recon, where does that go to?
The state? How's that, yeah? Don't make sense, I know. But anyway.
Does it go into the general fund? Does it go into...
General fund. So, you know, if you had a family, and instead of budgeting all your money, you put it all into the kitty.
Right.
And say, okay, kids, you pick from the kitty whatever you need, so they're going to just grab.
Right.
Then pretty soon, you look in there's nothing. So what are we supposed to pay the electric bill with? What are we supposed to pay the rent with?
Well, we're grabbing now the hurricane fund,
mm-hmm.
right? Going right another.
Because when
fund.
You're in the red and have no money, you got to steal from Peter to pay Paul. But then you end up going deeper in debt.
Right.
Don't they all don't have brains to bring in money? Like drag racing, Grand Prix racing, motorsport racing,
drifting,
boat racing, drifting, anything, ping pong, anything.
Right.
Something to bring people here. I don't know.
I mean, this weekend, the qualifying for the Indy 500 started. I mean, people should watch it. I mean, look at the economic stimulus that the IRL does whenever they go into a country, anywhere in the world. You know, it's just amazing.
A lot of money.
180 countries watch it. How many countries watch the Pro Bowl? One, our own, United States. That's it. It's not seen outside of our country. You know? We're talking about billions of dollars.
I don't know. We can say and say and say, but if they don't listen,
right?
What are you going to do?
You know how much the Indy 500 that one day alone in 3 hours brings in from just the beer sales at that facility? $7 million in just beer sales.
Yeah.
In 3 hours.
Yep. Go talk to Budweiser, folks. They know. They love the race.
It's the largest single spectated event in the world. Not World Cup soccer, not anything. There's like 400,000 people at one place at one time watching one event.
Hey, I just remembered. You had a trivia question.
Right. Okay, so the prize for this is some George Nita t-shirt, and also throw in one of the Race to Vote special t-shirts that we have coming up right now. The question is, on what 2 days is there no major racing going on anywhere? On what 2 days? The IRL, the NHRA, NASCAR, these major racing associations all together combined do not race on these 2 days. What 2 days are they?
Good question. I don't know. So,
and it's not Christmas because there's no racing going on during Christmas anyway.
Okay. So, give us a call at 296-5467.
Automotive. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and his special guest, Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
She's real fine, my 409. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, everybody. How you doing, George?
Okay.
And congratulations.
Why?
Why? Because, you know, folks, George sticks on message. And he keeps telling you stuff and telling you stuff. And people don't listen. And you know your poem?
Yeah.
Went to the party, Mom. There's a email campaign going on. They're mailing it all over the country and asking people to send it to Matt. To help, you know, get people aware of drunk driving. So
it's going all over the country?
Yeah, all over the world by now.
Really?
Yeah, so I got the email, and I read it, and I added my signature, and I was 2,598th person to sign it, and then I forwarded it on to some other people. And then they sign it, and they send it to other people. And then when it gets to 5,000, you're supposed to send it to Matt. So if you see it floating around, now you know where it came from.
Okay, you know, Bob, you remember when we made that?
Well, that was like, what, 8 years ago?
Maybe longer. It was right after that girl got killed by
the
policeman.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, by the policeman.
Yeah, it was made for her because, and I couldn't, what do you call, make it exactly like that because then, you know, HPD get mad, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah, we know about making them mad.
Yeah, so. If you look at, listen to that, I went to a party, Mom, it sounds, it matches that accident.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So anyway, it's good. Like you said, we got the word out there. People can also get a copy of it on your website, georgenita.com, and you can listen to it.
Yep.
And by the way, the website is being renewed, so bear with me as I get the pages changed, because, you know, George, how long we've been doing the website?
Oh, about 50 years.
You know how many, I never realized how many pages and pages of stuff we got up there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Rolling Bob is the website guy.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, don't let that out.
Oh, you just did it.
Oh, and anyway, for my quick political comment, I just want to say this, folks. The governor can only do so many things, but the legislature can override the governor.
Exactly, and they do it all the time.
And they do it all the time.
And they try and make her look like, and they try and make her look like she's the bad one all
right.
the time.
Right, and remember this, the governor can only stay 8 years. The other guys are there for as long as they can.
Exactly, term limits, man.
Yep, and all they do is just go, well, you know, the governor made me do this. Well, you know what I say? If you got no backbone and you won't stand up and vote to veto the stuff, shut up.
Exactly.
Okay, I know George is over there probably tapping his fingers. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
That was so funny. Hey, Bob, that's why when before we came on the air, George says, don't talk anything political before Bob comes on, before you get him revved up.
That's right. He should run for office.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Anyway, what's that trivia again?
Okay, on what 2 days of the racing year is there absolutely no racing going on? These two specific days, and it is observed by all the major racing organizations.
And the price is what?
A George Nita, you know, support George Nita t-shirt, and I will also throw in there the soon-to-come-out racethevote.com, where we're trying to get everyone registered to vote within a racing community to help us get politicians in who will help support our cause, which is to get another racetrack on Oahu.
Mm. That seems like an impossible dream, man.
Hey, man. You never know.
Yeah. Because back in the 50s and 60s, having a real racetrack like Hawaii Raceway Park was an impossible dream. Until Jimmy Pfluger
right.
and three pediatricians took the stand and built Hawaii Raceway Park.
Why did the pediatricians get involved?
For children.
Mm.
To get them off the streets.
Right.
Because the young people were getting killed almost every weekend. And when they built the racetrack, racing did not 100% stop on the streets, but it cut more than 50% off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been proven across the mainland, you know, when they institute programs like that where they get facilities, you know, within close driving
proximity. It does help.
It helps, yeah.
But, you know, I'm really sad that they had to go break it down. That was a landmark. That's the first real racetrack in Hawaii. And they broke it down.
Well,
it's sad.
Burnt the power down, more like it.
Yeah. It's sad. It's really sad. I mean, how can anybody do something like that?
Well, it's amazing, right, where greed and selfishness can make people do.
So money can make people do anything.
And it basically boiled down to greed.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have Bill from Honolulu.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. I got a question from last week's show. You're talking about gas and the octane rating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they all list octane rating, 87, 89, 92.
Mm-hmm.
So how can Shell be better than others?
Shell has is the only one with 8% ethanol. The ethanol does help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've done hundreds of experiments with ethanol,
yeah.
And when they were mandated to run, actually put in 10% ethanol, the oil companies went to the state and said they cannot mix exactly 10%. So they need stickers to say up to 10%.
No.
But now, if you think about it, if they cannot mix 10%, how in the hell are they blending the gasoline? Okay, that's a lot of BS.
For all the different grades you're talking about, right? Yeah, they can't even, exactly.
Okay, but I've been testing the ethanol, and Tesoro has 6%, Shell has 8, Union has 2.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So there you go.
Oh, okay.
That's why...
Yeah, just from your last week, I just started to switch to Shell.
Did you feel a difference?
Not yet. I just put it in yesterday. So.
Oh, okay. And did you use the 92?
No, I'm just using 87.
It's not 87, you know.
Oh, you're talking about the higher octane.
Yeah, because, you see, they all went into the state to ask to be able to lower the octane. Three numbers.
Yeah.
And the state said, okay. Because they said by adding ethanol, 10% ethanol, it will come up three numbers. But they cannot put 10% in, and they're not putting 10%, so you're not getting three numbers back up. You're down below 87.
Right.
So,
really?
And the engines were getting damaged when they first did this, so they put in something else into the gas to buffer the melting of the pistons. And that chemical that they're putting in is what's damaging the fiberglass gas tanks and the fuel lines on the boats.
So what was that chemical to do? It was to help get rid of pre-ignition and detonation and all that type
mm-hmm.
of stuff then.
Yep. So
now this chemical you're talking about, is that what they call detergent?
No.
To help clean or whatever fuel?
No.
No? Okay,
it's something totally else.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is, but if you can remember way back, when you spilt gasoline on concrete floor, it would just dry up dry.
Yeah, it would just evaporate.
Yeah. Try it today. There's an oil film left.
Right, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not dry. So, and they're trying to blame the ethanol for eating up rubber hoses and stuff like that. But
yeah, I remember you saying that last week.
Yeah, I have a container, a plastic container that has pure ethanol in it, and rubber holes and bolts and all kind of stuff, and nothing is happening. It's been there over a year.
Okay, so I'll go switch to the 92 then on the next fill up.
That's your big savings, because the oil companies want you to run the 87 or 89, because with that two grades, you use up more gas, it costs them less to manufacture the gas, and if you use the premium, it costs them more, and you get way better gas mileage. So they end up losing if you use premium.
Now, what happens with those octane boosters that you add?
Oh, they help.
They help?
Yeah. But
a little bit.
It's all a waste of money because
they
all contain naphthalene, and if you want to put octane booster, I recommend using mothballs.
Oh, that's the other question I had, yeah.
Now, mothballs contain naphthalene.
They say nowadays the mothballs don't contain that. They're all other stuff. So
no,
like
there is two types. There's the new one and the old fashioned. Yeah. You need to buy the old fashioned.
So you got to read the labels.
The old fashioned. I got to read the label.
Yeah. The labels.
Yeah. The ones that's on the shelf is usually the new one.
Right.
The one that they're all out of is the old fashioned. Because people only buy the old fashioned now.
How many mothballs per tank?
5 per gallon.
5 per gallon?
Right.
Okay.
And it does work.
Yeah. Now, does it say, like, how much percent naphthalene or any kind?
100%.
100%.
Oh, 99%.
Oh, that's going to be hard to find.
I know, because thousands of people are looking for it.
Yeah.
It does increase gas mileage. Or
now listening to your show.
Yeah, or you can try ethanol. 20% more into the tank will give you one heck of a difference.
But where do you buy ethanol just by itself?
I bring it in.
Oh.
Speaking of which, did you get that new shipment in yet?
Yeah, last week. And it's going like crazy.
You can imagine.
Okay.
Do you sell them?
Yep.
At your store?
Yep.
Located where?
Behind Dillingham Zippies.
Dillingham Zippies. Okay, that's going to be easy to find. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Any guesses on the trivia?
Well, there was somebody calling in, but he was talking on the phone and driving, so I told him to go stop somewhere and call back. Because he wanted to give me his answer. I said, sorry, you have to say it on the air. Right?
Yep.
But look, I have a... There was somebody calling in from Big Island, Matt. I mean, he must have lost a connection or something, but his question was if he knew anywhere he could get his car repaired on the Big Island. He didn't want to go back to the dealer.
Car repair on the Big Island?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Don't know anybody there.
And then there's a lady calling in, and she didn't want to go on the air. She said that, you know how you talk about installing the sprinkler system and you recommend Action Plumbing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she tried them, but they don't return her calls, so she was wondering if you had another recommendation.
I gotta look.
Stay tuned next week.
Yep. That's a new one, so I gotta go look. But maybe Action Plumbing is awful busy. But anyway, they should answer. You know, it's bad when people don't answer.
Exactly.
So anyway, okay, who's on the line?
We have Tom from Tom.
Hi.
From Waipio.
How's it? I like to take a guess at that trivia.
Good luck.
Okay, I know one of them is Mother's Day, that's for sure.
Okay.
And the other one, I'm thinking Easter Sunday.
Not Father's Day.
No, Father's Day, everybody wants to go racing.
Exactly. Oh, okay. You are correct, sir. You got it. All right. So give Wanda your information. Give Wanda your information so we can get the Shreks to you.
Okay.
Actually, we'll have it ready, and you can just go by pick it up at George's shop.
Okay, terrific.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That trivia was too easy.
Well, we want to try to give it away, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea, while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. the life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's about giving us a call if you have a question or a comment? 296-5467. Lots of people, local people, shame call on the radio. You know, and they shame talk on the radio because they, I guess they think that the radio show is like a television show.
TV is worse.
Yeah, try because they can see you.
Yeah. They'll talk to print people more than anything else because it's more anonymous. Yeah, you got your name, but you're not, you know, picture or faces out there and stuff. But
try tell Mario Yano that. You bring him a mic, he's gone. All you see is dust. He's gone.
That was funny.
You know, I did a broadcast, a live broadcast from Nanilo Hotel in Hilo years ago. And he was there along with Billy Cressman from Crestec Cleaning Center. And they did displays and stuff and big crowd. And they saw me coming to them with a remote mic. And they were gone. People were talking to them and they just split.
Phew,
gone. Yeah. They don't want to be on the air. So, any of you know Mario, ask him, why are you so ashamed to go on the radio?
Were you guys at the Big Island that time for a race?
I forgot what that was about. More likely a race.
That's the only track I haven't been to.
Really?
The one in the Big
Island. I designed it.
Yeah, I know. Definitely.
Yeah.
I heard that the track has problems with weeping, right? Once the sun goes down, it kind of wicks water up to the surface, right?
Yeah, I don't know. My job was to design it, and that's it. But it got cut back. Lots of cutting here and there. Somebody cockroach money. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Bucky from Kaneohe, but then there's also another caller who just called to say that there's an accident on H3 Honolulu bound.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, we have Bucky from Kaneohe.
Hey, Bucky.
Hey, George. You brought in that gas already, this magic gas.
Yeah, it's almost gone.
Oh, bad. I better run there Monday for my Ranchero then.
No, it just came in and people are just finding out, so they're buying it by the drums.
Oh, okay. And those shirts you're selling.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up two. You can save two for me.
What size?
Large, extra large.
Okay.
Okay, that goes to you, right, the money?
Right.
Okay, buddy, so I'll be there probably Monday for sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Georgie.
Mahalo.
Okay, bud.
Aloha.
Well, yeah, I gotta keep pushing the shirts. $25. You can check out the shirt on George's website.
It's on the website?
Didn't Bob put it up there?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. It's on the website.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467.
And folks, when you purchase one of those shirts, the proceeds all go to George to help him keep this radio show alive and well on the air.
Well, Maui Toyota, Autotech, and Mario Yano stepped up.
And I will have Alan's promotional material done in the next couple of days, too.
Yeah, Alan, What's Alan's last name?
Alan Suan, S-U-A-N.
And his number?
If anybody is interested in getting a hold of Mr. Allen, who is George's salesperson, his number is 271-2911. 271-2911. Ask for Allen and mention that you are interested in sponsoring George Nita's show.
Okay, so riding in the back of the pickup truck on the back bed is the parents' responsibility. Not the responsibility of the legislatures and lawmakers, but the parents. And one thing I would recommend, folks, for you parents, put a hard cover on the back of the truck. That way, they can't ride in the back. Think about it.
Right.
Okay? Who's on the line?
We have Juan from Waikiki.
Hi, Juan.
Hi, Anita. I have a question for you, George. It's, I have a 2006 Odyssey. I got 220,000 miles on it. I've been changing the transmission, draining about 3 gallons of transmission fluid every 20,000 miles. And I've been thinking about going with synthetic oil, but somebody told me that it'd be a waste of money if I switch to synthetic.
No, it's not. I would recommend getting it flushed out 100% with the AMSOIL synthetic oil.
Okay.
Then you don't have to change it for 100,000 miles.
Okay.
And this is all through our testing. Synthetic oils is way, way more superior than regular oil. The wear in the transmission is cut almost 100%.
Okay.
And the good side of it is by switching to synthetic oil in your trans and the engine, you also pick up 2 to 3 miles more per gallon on gas.
Okay. Well, I do use it on an engine, but somebody told me that it was wasting money to use it on the transmission, and I was thinking, well...
Was that a trans shop?
No, that was at a dealer.
Oh, they want to sell you a new car, that's why.
No, I don't think so. I can keep as long as I can.
I did a test with a lot of cars, and one was on a Chevy van, a ton and a half van, and after 100,000 miles, we dropped the pan and looked inside. The pan had no residue in there. It was shiny, clean, and no wear at all.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We'll definitely do that then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Does AMSOIL, do they only sell oil products, or do they also sell things like water, weather, and stuff like that, too?
I don't know. It just came on, and I got to go read the brochure. Now, if Mario had wasn't afraid of the radio or TV...
He could come in here and talk
about it. He would call and say. But, no. He won't do that. So give us a call at 296-5467, folks, if you got any questions or whatever.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arcocchi from Punisher Motorsports.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
Heidi from Aina Haina.
Hi.
Hi. I have two questions, if that's okay. If not, my first question is about, I have about a 5.5-year-old bulbul, and they recommend, apparently, what they call airco clean, for the air conditioning and cabin filter.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you recommend that. You know, I don't.
Yes, we do.
You do recommend that. And do you do that?
We do that.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. We also have your AC system disinfected.
And how much do you charge for that, or do you pay on the air?
Hundred something.
Mm-hmm. And then the tires that came on the car when I bought it, they're Michelin. And I don't know anything other than it's a 17-inch, and now I find out it's some type of super sport tire that costs about $240 a tire.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm being quoted.
Where are you going?
The dealer.
Wrong place.
That's why.
Wrong place.
Okay. So
I would recommend ordering the tires from Tire Rack.
From Tire Rack.
Mm-hmm. That's a mail order, and it's wholesale price. But the best thing about it, it's fresh.
Okay. Now, if I get, can you do that? If I bring my car to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can do that.
You can order them and then them and so forth and so on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That just seems way out of line.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Oh, I tell you, that is way out of this world.
Is it gold-plated tire, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
No, they don't look like that. But then, too, I had trouble in the past. I wanted to get the Royal Purple Oil, which I thought I could get through them. But not only did I not get the Royal Purple Oil, they just put in regular oil.
Yeah, we're on AMSOIL now, because AMSOIL has a warranty on the bottle that you can run at 25,000 miles. And if it has any engine damage from the oil, AMSOIL guarantees it.
Oh, so even better.
Mm-hmm.
You folks have that too.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll be calling you Monday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, we have John from Pearl City.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I have a question. This is regarding something. It was indirectly regarded to cars, but recently I had a stolen car and couldn't find it, and I had a call from the police, and they said it's at a tow yard. Checked it out, and the car was totaled. It wasn't worth repairing. So my question was, since the car was stolen, I didn't have the car towed there, and it cost them like $250 a day. What's the obligation as far as people with stolen cars reported the car stolen? Are we obligated to pay the tow yard anything in the city, county, or what are the laws regarding that as far as you know?
Usually it's the car owner.
I know
it's it doesn't sound right, but anything dealing with your vehicle, the registered owner is liable.
So even if the car was stolen, if you wrote a stolen car report, you don't know what happened to it, then
yeah.
The police reported that they had it arranged to be towed away. And if you don't want the car anymore, you didn't ask them to tow it away or anything. If you want the car back, then you have to pay. Otherwise, if you don't want the car, it's wrecked. If you reported it stolen, you just let them have it. Just keep it there. You don't have to pay anything further.
Right.
So I don't owe them anything. You just give them to them.
Did you have insurance on it?
The insurance expired on it, but the insurance it wouldn't have covered it anyway for Just leave it. Usually the people just leave it there, the tow yards. And, as far as you know, that's what you don't have to pay them anything. Huh?
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, but you have to be watching on your cars, folks, is the safety check. So many people I see driving with expired safety check.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have expired safety check or expired registration, do you know that by law, your insurance company does not have to cover you? If you crash into somebody, they get hurt, and they sue you, the insurance company is not going to pay. Or if the other person is wrong and they smash into you, you get hurt in the hospital, the insurance company does not have to cover you because you are driving an illegal vehicle. Safety check or registration. Be careful. It's not the penalty. It's the accident. And I know this for a fact because when I do work for manufacturers or attorneys and we go to check a car, the first thing we check is safety check and registration. Because if it's expired, we're out of there because we're not going to get paid. Okay? So, very dangerous. And I see so many people driving months out of expiration. I see a lot of January, I see a lot of December,
right,
last year, cruising along, and they're on the merry way.
At least with the registration, you get the notice that comes in and lets you know about it, you know, but the safety check is something...
They don't let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467, 296-5467. And Wanda, you have any trivias for Cresta Cleaning Center?
Well, we still have that same one that nobody get.
Which one
is
that? Right,
what percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
My goodness, that was like when I was here 3 weeks ago.
it was back in January.
It was, this trivia was from January?
Yeah, and then we, you know, like there's weeks where we didn't do trivia, so.
Wow.
And then I had a caller that told me to ask you a question about, I guess he wanted to know, are you recommending AMSOIL now?
AMSOIL is a new oil sponsor, and they came on board when they showed me what they had, and on their bottles, it all says 25,000 miles between oil changes, and they guarantee no damages.
I know a lot of the Pro Mod cars, they use it because they abuse parts like crazy, too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to class.
Okay, we have Ryan from Kona.
Hi, Ryan. What happened? We lost him. Oh. Ryan, you got to call back. Bad connection. Anyway, 296-5467. No, Chaz, it's not your headset. The phone line cut.
I heard that click too, so that's not a good sound.
Yeah, the wind is too strong, that's why. You know, in the channel. So he cut the phone line. But anyway, so... When it's windy, we lose electricity, and we lose telephone. So, anyway, so much for that. That's Hawaii. But you know, a question I have for people, yeah? You know how much it costs on the Big Island to register your car?
No.
$79.
Any vehicle?
Or most of them. And how come it's 300 something for Honolulu?
Oh, yeah, crazy over here.
Anyway, we have Ryan back.
Yes, how are you?
Hi.
311 Wyoming. Yes, I have a 1966 Porsche 912, and the clutch pedal is stuck on the floor. Like, you just depress it, and it doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, is that a cable issue, do you think, or is it something else?
It sounds like it's something else.
Okay.
If you pull it back with your hand, what happens?
You can pull it back with your hand, and it will come. And then if you press it down again with your foot. And sometimes you can kind of pump it a little bit, and if you don't push it all the way to the floor, then it'll come back. But if you press it all the way to the floor, then it stays there.
It sounds like you have a hydraulic clutch on that. I think that is hydraulic, and you got to check your hydraulic system, and you may have a faulty master cylinder on that.
Oh, okay.
But all right, when you do the clutch master cylinder and the slave,
right?
Okay, when you replace both of them, replace it. Now, don't rebuild it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, replace it with new, not rebuilt. But
okay.
Have the technician flush it out with ethanol or wood alcohol. Flush out that lines, clean it out good, okay, and dry it. Then put on the new slave and the new master and have him use silicone brake fluid, .5. Silicone brake fluid is awesome, man. It can go forever. Okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Jean from Copley.
Jean?
Yeah, I want to answer the TV question.
Oh, good luck.
Okay, 100%.
Call us back and try again.
Aye. Ah! It wasn't 100%?
No.
Okay. Got to be her answer, so maybe it was 110%. I don't know. Anyway, she's on the phone again. So give us a call at 296-5467. Make Wanda work a little bit.
Man, you have Wanda trying to do the trivia. It never gets answered.
I know, because it's got to be her answer.
Right.
So you can't go on your laptop and check it out.
Exactly, you can't Google it because your answer that you're going to find is going to be wrong anyway.
Okay, who's next?
Well, you might be close. Okay, we have Cleve from the Big Island.
Hi, Cleve.
Hi. I have a 98 Chrysler Cirrus, and I noticed after my car sitting out in the rain for 2 days, it can't start.
It can't start?
Yeah.
Does it crank?
Yeah, the engine turns, but it won't fire off.
Okay.
And then after I let it sit for a couple of hours after the rain's over, it will start, but it will miss a lot.
Uh-huh.
Then I let it rest for a while. Then it would start, then it would go again.
Okay. You gotta locate the ignition module. It's set on the driver's side fender. Okay? Get silicone spray and spray it.
Just on the outside?
Yeah. In fact, it'd be a good idea to spray all your wiring harnesses under the hood with silicone. When it's dry and all.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Great show.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, George.
Thanks for coming in. And thanks for helping out keeping this show on the air.
Don't forget, folks, go to the website, buy the shirts so we can keep George on the air.
And I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in because that's what makes the show. Boring listening to me talking all the time and Tracy talking. You know? So thanks for calling in. Take care of each other and drive carefully. See you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. AM 690 K